Influencers is brought to you by
Joint Care, supplements to keep you active. Sawyer Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Global Transformation Media, transforming you from the inside out. The Affirmation Nation. And Guardian Talk Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome to Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM, and I'm your host, Lady Shima. This show is a platform to highlight the transformational impact of global and national influencers who use the power of their influence to promote positive change. We also bring focused attention to the personal stories of influencers with the hope that their tenacity in the face of hard-hitting challenges and their unrelenting resilience will inspire the comeback spirit in every local and international listener. And today, we take you into the mind of a fashion connoisseur who has come from the quaint and humble beginnings of the Big Yard to now being featured on the catwalks of the world's fashion hub, NYC, New York. He's now become an inspiration for Bahamian fashion designers and others within the Caribbean region, encouraging them to believe that their craft can also ascend to international and iconic status. Today, I speak with fashion influencer Kevin Evans, executive manager and owner at Kevin Evans Collections, as we discuss the topic, Bahamian-inspired fashion on a global stage. All this and more when we return here on Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, Dad, want a race?
Well, let's see who's trying to keep up with who today.
Oh, because you need a head start?
I'm already way ahead of you, son.
Keep up with what matters. Joint Care supplements your active lifestyle by supporting your bones, cartilage, muscles with essential nutrients. Joint Care helps to reduce inflammation with omega-3 and replenishes glucosamine, a natural compound vital to healthy cartilage and joints. Choose the Joint Care formula that is right for you. Supplex, Complete, and Max are available at your local pharmacy. Joint Care, a part of the Seven Seas family of vitamins and supplements.
Need your picture taken? Well, if you want it to look its best, then go to the best. It's Sawyer Studios, capturing your special events, portraits, passport, job, and visa photos. Plus, there's more. Also offering professional printing services of business cards, letterheads, signs, and banners. Opened Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a legacy. 28 years and growing. Located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Call 361-7786.
ACG Wholesale is the answer for retail grocery store owners and everyday shoppers who want to save big. ACG carries a variety of drinks, snacks, meat products, essential dry goods like rice and yellow grits, plus lots of wholesome produce. And ACG Wholesale is a proud distributor of Borden's Milk. Opened Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located next to Phoenix Supermarkets on East Street South. Call 392-1155. That's ACG Wholesale with quality service and great prices. Welcome back to Influencers. I'm your host, Lady Shima, and with me today is influencer Kevin Evans, fashion pioneer and designer, as we discuss the topic, Bahamian-inspired fashion on a global stage. Kevin, welcome to the show, man. It's so great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And, you know, it's a very, very, very wonderful privilege that I'm having right now. And that is to have the opportunity to interview someone that I have had the privilege of watching grow up, at least at a certain stage of your life, right? And definitely. So this is very interesting for me because I've never really had this kind of an experience and pleasure before. And so let's start it off right there, as a matter of fact. Let's go all the way back. I know that we've got lots of great and awesome things to talk about, but I always love to go back to the beginning of the inspiration that has led to you becoming the influencer that you are. So I want to talk about the influencers of the influencer. So who are those persons who have had a major influence on the core values and the moral principles that shape and that have molded you during your teenage years, and then now eventually the young man that you have become?
I would say it all goes back to my parents, Robert Evans, who is now deceased. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago passed, and my mom, Rose Evans, from the great, great settlement of Nicholstown, and I call this the greatest island in the Bahamas, Andras.
So of course.
I grew up, yes, definitely. I grew up back inside Nicholstown in a small town called Evanstown, you know, where a lot of my family live. So my dad and my mom, actually, let me let you know this right now.
What's that?
Never ever had in my mind to be a fashion designer. Never had in my mind to be a fashion designer.
You know what? I was actually going to get there, and I believe that because, you know, growing up on the island of Andros, and I've had the pleasure of growing up on the island of Andros myself, you know, and of course is a very, very quaint place. And of course, a lot of great minds have come from Andros, right? Nevertheless, still though, when you visit the island, it's really all about sun, sand, and sea, and about the love and the hospitality of the people. And of course, the kitchen, because Androsians can really put it down in the kitchen, right? But when you visit Andros, you don't necessarily think about big-time fashion designers going to New York, all right?
Or persons
on the big screen, or persons on the radio, or persons on the TV. But when you really dig and when you really do your research, you would find that lots of persons who have now become noted influencers are indeed from the big yard. They're from Andros. So talk a little bit about some of those lessons that you would have learned from your now deceased father and your mother that's really shaped you into thinking that, hey, even though this is a really big dream, a really big vision, I'm eventually going to be great. What did they say to you? What did you see in their own lives that really inspired this kind of greatness on the inside of you?
First, I have to say that my dad is one of my biggest inspiration. And actually, my parents, both of my parents, they were entrepreneurs. You know, my dad always have been an entrepreneur. From I knew my dad from I came from my mom's womb. Listen, from I knew him, he always was an entrepreneur. And I always had that instilled inside me. I always told myself that I always wanted to be my own boss.
And that's exactly what you ended up doing.
I just watched him run his store back at home, just the way he moved. I ended up doing the same exact thing. And I always wanted to follow inside their footsteps. And now that he is deceased, my mom actually does the same thing. She actually runs the store back at home. You know, like, you cannot beat her running that store back at home. And so I look at what she do, and she always sat down with me, and she's like, Kevin, that actually, she actually had me inside the store. They used to have me back home inside the store that we have home. And I used to do a little bit of cashing, packing bags. And she always used to explain to me, this is what you do. This is how you do what you do. And always try to, you know, teach me in that way.
Yeah, so you learn from early. And, you know, it's really, really, really important to have those persons who are ahead of us to really mold us and to train us in the way that we should go, because that's really lacking for a lot of young men. And so you're very, very blessed when it comes to that. And some persons don't see it as a blessing, but it really is a major blessing. Yeah. Talking about that, though, talk to me a little bit about your transition from Andros here to New Providence, because I believe that that's when things really started to be awakened on the inside of you, right, with your transition here to the city here in Nassau. Talk to me a little bit about that transition from the big yard, Andros, to New Providence.
Sure. Before I even get to that, I just wanted to make mention as well. Back in Andros, I always used to be inside my dad's closet, trying on his clothing. So I think that's where I actually started from.
That's some interesting insight.
And when he came home, he's like, what are you doing in my closet? Why are you up on my clothing? You know, and he was like, boy, take off my suit, you know? And I would take it off. And then when he left, I would put it back on again. But I never knew this was the start of something so big. You know, I always loved dressing up. He always used to be like, all you ever do is just dress up, you know, and never realized that this is what God had for me.
Yes.
You know, and when I really transitioned from Andros into Nassau, you know, I went at BTVI, you know, and I always wanted to be an architect. That was my goal and dream. But then I, for somehow, some reason, I ended up doing fashion. But before I even went into fashion, I started doing electronics. So when I went at BTVI for architecture, they never had that course. They never ran that course. So I ended up in electronics because a lot of my family members, my siblings, they do electronic work. And so my mom was like, why don't you just try electronics? You know, said maybe, you know, you can make a lot of money from it. You know, I said, okay, you know what? Let me try it out. I started in that class for about 2 years, hated it.
You hated it?
I hated it 2 years. 2 years I sat in that class and I was like, this right here, I can't deal
with it. It's not working.
It's not working for me. And so after that, I, you know what, said, you know what, I can't deal with this. Let me try and apply for something else. So I went back And I was at a point in my life where I was like a lot of people don't know, but like a bit lost of what I wanted, really wanted to do. Because I was like, I feel like I don't know what I want to do after I couldn't do architecture. I was like, now, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? Because right now, I don't even know what I want to do. You know, so I went back at the school and I applied for interior design. So I started doing drapery and cushion manufacturing. And somehow, when I went to the class and signed up for it, I was the only male in the class. And I was like, what?
The only male in the class. How did that make you feel, Kevin?
I wanted to leave.
Being the only male in the class.
I told the teacher, no, I just ain't this the wrong class.
This is not for me.
So she said, this is not for me. And she said, listen, just give it a chance. All she kept saying, give it a chance. So you never know what's going to come out of it.
And words of wisdom.
Like, words of wisdom. I sat down in the chair and, you know, first thing she started off, mathematics. I said, oh my goodness, I know the thing for me. I grabbed my bike and I headed for the door, and she literally had to walk behind me and talk me back into the class and say, listen, I understand that the class is full of females. I understand. You know, you wasn't expecting all of this. I was like, I can say, be honest with you, I can't remember the teacher's name, but I said, Mrs. So-and-so, like, honestly, I don't know what I want to do. I said, I don't even know what I want to do.
You're trying to find yourself.
Yes, I was trying to find myself. And I ran into the class and we started, you know, after we started to do some maths, you know, she said, I would guide you through it, you know, and, you know, we started to do some maths. I got better with it. And so when I started sewing, she realized that, listen, Kevin, that you're gifted. I watch you sew behind this machine. And she said, I can see that there's a gift that you have. But she said, you can't see it. But I'm the teacher and I can see what you can't see, you know, and I started doing drapes. I started doing like come for the sets and stuff. And I wanted a business actually in interior design.
Oh, wow.
So I actually, I started.
So that's why you chose that program originally, after you realized that you hated electronics. Okay.
Exactly. And so I started doing interior design. And I was really good at it. You know, I did drapes. I actually decorated like different rooms. I could transform your whole apartment, a house.
I know you definitely can, after the work that I see you do. Most definitely. And, you know, you alluded to something that's very interesting. And I have had this same kind of a principle, so to speak, when speaking to artists. And that is, it would actually manifest in their childhood. And they didn't realize that that was God speaking to them as to the direction that they should go in. Right? I remember that when I was much younger, I used to watch the news a lot, a lot. You could imagine a little girl, home in Andros, always watching ABC, CNN, all these different news channels, right? But I didn't realize that I was actually developing a love for media, that I was learning how to communicate, that I was observing my mentors at an early age, right? Yeah. And that's sort of what was happening on the inside of you when you would go into your father's closet, and then you would pull down the suit, and then you would put it on, and then you know what you were doing? You were actually looking at fashion from his day. And you were taking it in, right? You were internalizing it. And so many times we don't realize that. And so, you know, for those parents who may be listening right now, I just want to encourage them to watch what it is that your children have an affinity for. What are they drawn to? That's actually a message to you to give you some insight as to the direction that you should encourage them to go in. And so eventually now you went from the cushion and the drapery manufacturing program at BTVI, and then you went into another program, and this was the one that really set everything ablaze.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
All right, so let's talk about that experience.
That's it. So after I finished that course, and I just wanted more. You know, I wanted more. I said, listen, I want more.
Yes.
And somehow back in, I think it was 2000, I can't remember, it's in the early 2000s, I went to watch a movie called The Matrix. Matrix. And I sat down in that movie for the first time. And by the time I finished watching that movie, I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to do fashion design. And it hit me like I came out there with not even a second thought. I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, fashion design. That same night I came out of that show, you won't believe, the following day, I went into one of the art and supply store, bought me a sketch pad, and I started sketching from home. And from that day, I never put the sketch pad down.
Wow, from that day. So who was the character? Who was the character in the movie, though, when you saw how they were adorned, what they had on, that really caused that spark to go off on the inside of you? Who was the person?
It was I was actually Neo.
Oh, it was all of them, huh?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves actually. He wore that. It almost looked like a Anglican bishop suit.
Yes, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and the suit actually like was fitted and it flared out and it was actually on the ground. And from I saw that, I was like, wow. I said, I want to design that same suit.
I believe you. You know why? Because when I look at some of the work that you have done even recently, I can see that it's actually inspired by that. I don't know if you can that inspiration is still flowing through the work that you're creating even today. Let's talk a little bit about BTVI, though, the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute. I was thinking about this a little bit earlier as I was preparing in my mind, you know, to interview you. And I was thinking about the role of the Technical and Vocational Institute. You know, a lot of times we have when caretakers, parents, you know, older family members, they would encourage younger persons, generally speaking, to really go in the direction of a traditional academic kind of pursuit, right? But that's not necessarily the most suitable thing for every student or for every child. You can flourish, you can succeed when it comes to the technical and the vocational aspect, because not everyone is really wired the same way. So, I mean, think about it now. Imagine the life of a Kevin Evans without a BTVI. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Without BTVI, man, I don't
you can't
know.
Even imagine, right?
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Because even when I went there, I knew nothing about sewing, nothing. And then it's just so amazing when I went there to take up tailoring fashion design, especially the tailoring side of it, because I really wanted to make and create my own suits. They never even, that semester, they did not offer the tailoring course because they said that they cannot run the course for only one person, because I was the only person that signed up for it.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Really?
And so they they was like, we can't run the course. It's going to cost us too much money. We understand. And, you know.
You have to meet a certain quota, for it to make sense financially. Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I begged and I begged until I went to the teacher himself who actually did the course. And I sat down with him. I said, listen. I said, let me introduce myself to you. My name is Kevin Evans. I said, I want this so bad. I said, I want this as bad as I want to breathe.
Wow.
And when I told him that, he was like, whoa. He said, hold on. You scared me right now.
That's amazing. Yes.
I said, that's how bad I want this. And I had my sketch pad. I opened it up. I said, I drew these sketches. And I said, I need you to show me how to make it. I said, I don't want to be working for someone for the rest of my life. I said, I need you to help me. I was next to Tess.
And this is back like in which year? 2000 and this is early 2000. Yeah.
2005. And he was like, you know what? He said, he went to the school, into the office, and he was like, you know what? Said, if we could get one or two persons in the class, he said, I would do this for him. He said, I have to do this for him. You know, I saw the look on his face. He said, I've never seen that before. I need to do this for him. When I went back and they told me, said, listen, we're going to run the course. And the course only had three persons in it, me and two other persons. That was it. I couldn't believe it. And I sat down in that class and I thanked him so much. I said, listen, you don't know how much this means to me. You know, just for you to take on this. I know you don't have to be here tonight. You can actually be home with your family.
Wow.
You choose to be here just so I can be able to learn.
What's his name?
His name is John Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's still there today, John Lewis.
Still teaching the same program? The same courses?
The same program, yeah.
Wow.
And he actually is so amazing. He has a lot of my photos sticked up in his class.
I'm sure.
Newspaper clippings. And they said, like, he talks about you, like, the students are like, listen to me. They said, he talks about you, like we hear your name so much, like, we never saw you before, and it felt like we...
I mean, you're one of his greatest mentees, right? He's really your mentor. That's really who he is. I mean, he taught you. He's sort of like the professor role at BTVI, right? But he's really your mentor. But what really did that for you, though, is you came to a place in your own life where you said, you know what? I have one plan. It's plan A, and it's got to work. I'm going to make it happen. You know? Yeah. I grew up hearing this thing. You need to have a plan A and you need to have a plan B. When plan A doesn't work, then you have a plan B to fall on.
Yeah.
And then there's another mentor that I have. And then he would always say to me, listen, Lady Shima, I don't believe that. I believe it's this. You need to have a plan A and plan A only. Because if you have plan A only, you are going to see that you have no other choice but to make that work. You're not going to make any excuses.
Yes.
You're not going to be thinking about a plan B or plan C. You're going to do everything in your power to make plan A work, and it's going to have to work because there's no plan B. And is that your same philosophy or no?
Yes, it is. Because I even actually a while ago, well, I often tell people that I don't have a plan B, because why have a plan B? Plan B will only distract me from plan A. So my plan A, that's it.
It only acts as a distraction.
Yeah, it's a distraction. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because you will get so comfortable, like, you know what, if this don't work, you know what, I can do this on the side. You know, mm-hmm. I often hear a lot of people said, I have something to fall backward on. I say, I don't fall backward. I say, I have something to fall forward on. I say, you don't want to fall backward. You want to fall forward. I don't need to fall backward. Let's fall forward and let's keep creeping. Let's keep crawling. Yeah,
that's amazing. So not only are you a fashion connoisseur, you are also a great inspirationalist. I mean, I'm listening to you, and I myself, as the host of the show, I'm being inspired by you as an influencer, right? By what it is that you are doing. And talking about that, though, before we even get to KE Collections, and for those persons who may just be joining the show here now on Influencers, I'm speaking with fashion connoisseur, influencer, Mr. Kevin Evans, all the way from the Big Yard. And, of course, now he's doing big things agwan in New York City, NYC, right? I'm so very, very proud of you. But before we talk a little bit about that with the KE Collection, I really want you to talk about your spiritual health, your spiritual journey. And the reason why I'm asking you this question is because even as you spoke about your brought up see, and you spoke about your relationship with your now deceased father, and you spoke about your relationship with your mother, and you spoke about even these internal kind of conversations that you would have with yourself and with God. And there's this strong faith factor that is there. Yeah. Talk a bit about the whole role of your relationship with God and really getting things started up and having the faith to really launch out into the deep.
Like I said, back at home, I grew up in the church all my life. My dad was a pastor, you know, and I was brought up under, you know, just, you have to go to God for everything.
Wow.
You have to go to God for, you always pray. You pray in season, in and out of season.
In and out,
you
know? That's
and
right.
In and out of season, you know, we were brought up together. My family were brought up close. You know, we were always brought up, like, I mean, just to always stay in the Word, always keep in prayer, always put God first.
That's good.
And that's how I was growing up, you know, keep God first. And I went through so much in my life. And I could be here all night. We can talk.
Wow.
If I begin to talk about my experiences, my spiritual walk, I mean, we would need a year and then some. You know? Because it's been so tough. The journey was so long, you know. I mean, I remember days, you know, just crying out to God. I remember days going in the bathroom, just crying, trying to find my purpose. You know, God, why am I here?
Why am I here? That's a good question.
Here?
Exactly.
You know, why am I here? Mm-hmm. You know, like for me, I always tell people I'm driven by my purpose. I'm driven by purpose. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm driven, you know. And I always ask God, like, I even question him and ask him, Lord, is this what you really have for me? Fashion design. Is this what you really have for me? Because when stuff wasn't working out, I had times where things wasn't working out. Persons were turning me down. I couldn't even get persons to believe in me.
Wow.
So I started to ask him. I said, God, is this what you really want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, it's almost like he just kept saying, like, listen, Kevin, listen, just be still. You know?
Wow.
Listen, it's not your time. Mm-hmm. It's not your time. It's not your season. You know, I think he's been saying, listen, I have to prepare you for what's about to come.
That's good.
You know, I have
That's
to prepare
good.
You. So even if it takes you, even if it takes me 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years to prepare you, I have to prepare you to make sure that I have to put the right ingredients inside there, because
That's great.
What you about to face inside this industry, if you don't have me, you will fail.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
amazing.
Will fail, period.
That's
so
amazing.
That's how I had to think, you know.
Mm-hmm. About how long was that season in your life where you had to go back and forth and you had to just keep on asking and you had to be sure and you struggled with doubt, you know, about how long would you say that period lasted in your life? A few years, a few months?
A few years, I would say, from years leading up to, I would say, no later than maybe last year. People don't understand.
As recently as last year?
Fashion.
Oh my goodness.
As recently as last year. People don't understand. I've been doing this for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 16 years,
Amazing.
God has been dealing with me,
with me
in reference to this particular business for the last 16 years. And, you know, and this year, finally, 2022, you know, I've seen that.
Your breakthrough year.
Breakthrough year. So I went through a 16-year drought.
My goodness.
Drought. And people don't understand. 16 years I've been out there just you know, trying to do this, trying to make this happen. And you know what happened throughout those years? Like, I tried to do it on my own. There was points that I tried to do it on my own, and I had to catch myself and say, no. God said, listen, no. You know, you're not going to forget about me. You know, I told you I got to. But listen, I just need you to be obedient and be humble. You know, got to. But in the meantime, I just need you to work on your craft. Work on your craft. And guess what? I have you. Your season is not now. You know? And that's the hardest thing to come, you know, to deal with.
It is very difficult, you know? And at this point of the show, I really wanted to talk about this later on down. But now that you're there, I'm going to really just allow you to delve on the same point. And that is, for those persons who may be listening and they've got a dream, they've got a goal, they've got an aspiration, and it's not really kicking off, it's not really happening for them right now, but they know that this is the reason that I was born. This is my purpose. This is the reason why my heart is beating in my chest. This is the reason why I'm breathing. If I can't get to do this thing, I'm feeling like I'm going crazy, because I know that this is the reason why I am here. But they are going on year 5, year 7, year 10, year 11, and nothing's really happening just yet. But they're not really realizing that they're in a phase, that they're in a time, that they're in a season of preparation, that they're in a season of being made ready to handle what greatness is going to bring to them. Because you've got to be able to handle success.
You have to.
What would you say to him or her if they're listening right now?
If anyone out there is listening, you know, right now, you know, enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process. That's the word.
Yeah, enjoy the process, because, like I say, your season. We try to compare ourselves with other person. You know, we see somebody else. Oh my goodness, look at this other designer. He's doing this. He's doing that. That's just his time. You know, it's not your time. You know, it's not your season. You know, everybody has a season. You know, God is going to move not on our time, but on his time. So he's going to say, listen, this is, I gave you a gift, but this gift I give you is not just for you, you know, it's for other persons, you know, so that they can see me inside of you, you know, see me inside of you. And I just need you to understand. It's almost like you having, you know, we often say, well, we have faith, you know, and we have this kind of faith, and the faith that we think that we have, that we say, oh yeah, man, I have faith. My faith is good. My faith is great. But to God, that faith is so small. That faith is so small to him. You think you have so much faith, but then he's saying that, listen, the faith that I want you to have is greater than that. Yeah, that ain't no faith, but I think what you think that you have, that's not the kind of level that I want you to be on. I want you to be on a higher level than that. Higher level than that. So you got to come up higher, you know? And when you think you are so high, it's like, he said, no, I need you to come up with a different notch. No, God, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is the highest I could go. Listen to me. I made you. I created you. I can tell you what you can do. That's I can tell you what you can do. You don't tell me what you can't do. I know what you can do. I built you, you know? And so, and that's how I look at things, you know?
You know, that's so good, you know, Kevin, because sometimes what we think we need when we are seated around the table of success, what we have in our minds is a whole lot less than what's actually really required for when we arrive. But the person, the creator, who's put that gift on the inside and that purpose on the inside, he knows exactly what it is that we need when we sit around that table. So sometimes for someone, it might take a year. For someone else, it might take 5 years. For someone else, it might take 10, 20 years. But he knows exactly what's required. And so we've got to trust his timing, and we've got to trust the process, right? Yeah. And so talking about that, though, you said really now this year, 2022, is really your breakthrough year for real, right? And your business, KE Collections, right? And I love what it is that you say here, that you aspire to achieve the level of commendation, like the names and the likes of Gucci, Tom Ford, and Giorgio Armani, from the 242, the big yard, to the level and the commendation of a Gucci or a Giorgio Armani. Yeah. That really sounds like someone who's filled with a lot of faith. That's a mountaintop kind of, you know, type faith. What are the strategies? What are the plans that you have in mind in order to really reach this kind of a level? This is global status here. This is iconic status. I see it that way already. I mean, you're already making it happen. But what are some of those strategies?
So right now, in the process, I just came back from Los Angeles. So sorry, New York Fashion Week. Came back from New York Fashion Week about 2 weeks ago. The trip was a success. You know, I was able to make a lot of connections. Before I even left, they wanted to invite me back to New York.
They want you
to come back. They have a show in September. They say, we need you to come back. I just got an email from that same showcase. They said that we're heading to Miami and we need you to come to Miami. And before I left New York, they were like, listen, we need you to come to London Fashion Week, you know? And so I'm going to be heading to Los Angeles Fashion Week in a matter of 3 weeks. Now, the catch with that is that once I get to Los Angeles Fashion Week, I'm actually going to be featured in a magazine called Anastasia Magazine, which is in New York. And they're actually going to be running an advertisement for me in Times Square, on the billboard in Times Square.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So we have 242 on the billboard in Times Square, all the way from Andros.
in the month of March, it will be in Times Square on the billboard. You know,
they'll
see the brand, and persons can see it. They can go to the website. All of that information will be up on the billboard. And so all of that is going to be taking place in the month of March. And then actually from there, we're actually in the process of communicating with like different stores inside Los Angeles, like H&M, Burlington. You know, there's a lot of high-end stores that actually can run my line inside those stores. So we're in communication with those stores. Also, once we're done in LA, we'll be moving on to London Fashion Week, where we'll do the same thing, just communicating with different stores, trying to get the brand and a lot of the luxury stores and stuff like that inside New York, Los Angeles. So there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes, a lot of person don't see. And there's a lot of work being done right now. So it'll come out in time. A lot of person would hear in a matter of months, they would hear some stuff. So a lot of stuff is going to be coming out.
Yeah. So this is really a story of faith. This is really a story of endurance, right? Because you've had a lot of endurance doing this for about 16 years, and really your year 2022 is really your year of breakthrough, right? So you really had to endure. Now, this is not the first of many greats, and what will continue to be many greats for you. I see that you've been featured all the way back from the early 2000s and even doing some really great work in the United States in 2013, the Raw Miami Fashion Week there in Miami, Florida, and then also the Los Angeles Fashion Week in 2016. I wanted to ask you a question here, and that is, tell me, what are two of the biggest and most memorable lessons that you have learned from those two international experiences there that I just listed? The one in 2013, the Raw Miami Fashion Week, and also in 2016, the Los Angeles Fashion Week. Two things that really stand out in your mind that helped to get you to where you are now, and that will continue to help you on your journey as you aspire to really attend or ascend to global domination. That's really what I hear coming from you. So what are those two major lessons that really stand out from those two experiences specifically?
So for Miami Fashion Week, what stood out to me is consistency. Consistency and being persistent. When I went to Miami Fashion Week, it was actually more of a competition. And I placed like top three out of 15,000 designers inside Miami.
Pause right there. You said top three out of 15,000 global designers.
15,000.
In the United States.
That's correct. Yes, 15,000.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, somebody. That's amazing, Kevin.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. Listen to me. Yes. Wow. Yes. This is just really hitting me right now. Third out of 15,000. All right, and go on to the second lesson before I go back to that, because I've got another question to ask you on that. But what's the second lesson?
The second lesson I would say for Los Angeles Fashion Week is that, you know, anything is possible.
Yes.
Because out of that showcase, I actually was awarded to do, you know, boxing attire for some of, you know, the famous Floyd Mayweather, his boxer.
Yes.
And they fought in some of my pieces in Las Vegas. Yeah.
So you got to do some special pieces for them.
Yeah, for them. And one of the fighters is from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. It's a Nigerian boxer. And then some American fighters that and this was their first fight. And they won like their first fights in my boxing apparel.
In your boxing apparel. With KE collections on the tag.
On the tag.
How did that make you feel? Was it really that experience that really showed you that, hey, I can really take this thing to the world? It really helped to build your confidence in your self-esteem and what it is that you do?
Right, definitely. Because when they saw my work, because the lady, one of his managers saw my work, and they came to me and they were like, listen, have you ever thought about creating sportswear? I said, sportswear? They said, like boxing apparel. I was like, not really. They said, you should try it. You know, they said, you know what? I want to take you out for lunch. So they took me out for lunch.
Wow.
Downtown Los Angeles. We sat down for lunch. They were like, you know what? Just get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to talk to you. You know, we sat down, we ate, and they started to show me some pictures with different boxes and stuff like that. They said, you know what? Let me just do a sample for you. And guess what? I would send it back to you. You know, and you let me know what you think. So what I did is I did a sketch for them, send them some rough draft of some sketches. They were blown away.
Wow.
And I actually started to build this dude some custom boxes, and I did like jackets and stuff for them, corner jackets. And I packed or got them packed, shipped, and they sent a video when they first got the boxing apparel. They just went insane. They was like, wow, like this is unbelievable. Like, they say, this is better than what we got at the factory. They say, this is better than what we got done at the factory.
So the work that was done by a Bahamian fashion designer is better than the work that they got from the factory.
At the factory. I couldn't believe that. I say, come on, man. You're serious? They say, this is way better than the factory's
work. That's right.
And they actually sent photos when they were trying on everything. You know, they sent me videos with the boxers going and walking to the ring. When they got into the ring being announced, they sent me videos with the boxers fighting with the KE logo that's on the pants. I was like, whoa, like, what is this? What am I watching? You know, and listen, I couldn't believe it. It was like so much for me one time. The only thing I could have do is just break down, because it was just, I couldn't believe it. You know, I actually had an opportunity. Someone believed in me. Someone
that's
believed
right.
in my work enough to say, listen, I want to give him a try. Yeah.
And it was a success for you. That's really amazing. And, you know, I really believe that is just the beginning of many successes that you're about to experience, because you have the right mindset. You've got the right mentality. You've got the right heart. It sounds like you've got good community around you now. I know that BTVI played a critical role in you really being able to make it over there to New York and to show the kind of majesty that the Bahamas has to offer, even when it comes to the fashion industry. And so no man is an island. No man, you know, stands alone. We all need persons to help and to gather around us in helping to make our dreams and our goals a reality. So with that said, we're going to go to a break right now. For those persons just tuning in, you're listening into Influencers here on Guardian Talk Radio on 96.9 FM. I am your host, Lady Shima. I'm speaking with influencer, fashion connoisseur, and pioneer, Mr. Kevin Evans, all the way from the 242 Big Yard. So please stay tuned on the other side of the break. We'll be back.
There's this place you can buy quality men and ladies fragrances like Versace and Jimmy Choo for the best prices in town. It's easy to find with lots of parking and great customer service too. Want to know where? I'm talking about Sawyer's Treasures and Tings, located right next to Sawyer Studios in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5. Call them now at 361-7299. Got it? Sawyer's Treasures and Tings at 361-7299.
Hey, Dad, want a race?
Well, let's see who's trying to keep up with who today.
Oh, because you need a head start?
I'm already way ahead of you, son.
Keep up with what matters. Joint Care supplements your active lifestyle by supporting your bones, cartilage, muscles with essential nutrients. Joint Care helps to reduce inflammation with omega-3 and replenishes glucosamine, a natural compound vital to healthy cartilage and joints. Choose the Joint Care formula that is right for you. Supplex, Complete, and Max are available at your local pharmacy. Joint Care, a part of the Seven Seas family of vitamins and supplements.
Ace
ACG Wholesale is the answer for retail grocery store owners and everyday shoppers who want to save big. ACG carries a variety of drinks, snacks, meat products, essential dry goods like rice and yellow grits, plus lots of wholesome produce. And ACG Wholesale is a proud distributor of Borden's Milk, opened Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., located next to Phoenix Supermarkets on East Street South. Call 392-1155. That's ACG Wholesale with quality service and great prices.
Welcome back to Influencers here on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. I am your host, Lady Shima, and I am speaking with this great influencer all the way from the Big Yard, the 242 Andros. He is Mr. Kevin Evans. He is a fashion designer connoisseur. Believe you me, one of the best. I have seen his work. And we're going to be talking more about what it is that he's doing now and what he will be doing in the future. And during the break, Kevin, you just told me something really interesting. You just really wooed and wowed all of the observers there over there in New York. And with your work, with your original work when it comes to fashion design. And you said something about some Bahamian music, and ain't no music sweeter than Bahamian music. What happened with this Bahamian music at that show down there in New York?
Well, what we normally do, well, what I wanted to do this time is that I didn't want to use like American music or anything like that. I wanted to put just Bahamian on the stage. So we actually used some of Julian Believe music. So Julian, I know if he isn't listening, someone out there knows him.
Let him know.
I appreciate you so much for allowing us to use your music.
Good stuff.
As soon as that junkin' music started, I had persons in the back of the room just dancing. They were like, what kind of music is this? You know? And I was like, okay, we got them.
Yes.
You know? And so once that music started, and they was like, oh my goodness. So it's like even to those persons, Bahamian artists out there, like now I'm heading to LA Fashion Week. I'm still trying to put together music. If persons want to reach out to me, if they say, listen, I want you to use some of my music. You know, I'm going to London in the month of June. Listen, I want you to use my music at London. You know, we'll put together a runway demo for you. You know, I'm telling you.
A runway demo. I love it.
Yeah, persons were asking about the music. They said, who is this? Who are these artists? Who are they? Because we use different Bahamian artists, and they were just like blown away. So that's another avenue of getting Bahamian artists out there, you know, just by hearing their music on a big stage like that.
Definitely. It is another avenue, you know, because I was just talking to you as well over the break about the orange economy. You know, we have a lot of government leaders and even persons who are vying, you know, to get into the House. And they would say, listen, here's what we're going to be doing for artists and artisans once we get into the House. And then more times than not all the time, but more times than not, things tend to go a little bit quiet once they ascend to the House, right? Yeah, and I believe that there is such a pivotal role, of course, that government leaders can play when it comes to really empowering our artists and artisans when it comes to putting the Bahamas on the world stage. Because when you take your craft out there, persons ask, where are you from? Where is this sound from? I've never heard it before. Well, this is Chunkanoo. This is the sound of the Bahamas, right? And that's tourism front and center. But is the empowerment there, right? And I want you to speak as a fashion pioneer and designer, putting the Bahamas on the world stage in New York, and then you'll be going to London next, and then you have your eyes set on the continents, right? Europe and Asia you're talking about for the future, right? And so what are some of those specific things, and I want you to be really, really specific in your answer, please, that government leaders can do when it comes to really empowering and facilitating your vision and your dream? Not just you as an artist, but other artists out there as well in other areas when it comes to the orange economy.
When it comes to artists, and I hope someone from the government is listening to me. Listen, the biggest thing about getting out there on the world stage for persons is funding. Funding is a major role. And for me, the only reason why I was able to go to a lot of my shows is because of family and friends and me just personal saving. For instance, like I was invited to Paris Fashion Week. Just alone, the showcase at Paris was about $17,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a showcase. That's okay. And that's not, that's just being in the show. That's not even hotel. That's not even transportation. And
that's just being, in the show? $17,000?
$17,000. Wow. And you know why they charge you so much? But because of persons that they have at that show. You have celebrities. You have, I'm talking about so much big name in fashion that's actually attending these shows. So you're going to pay
for the caliber of platform.
Exactly. You're going to pay for that. I understand that, you know. And so government just would just need to assist persons. If persons has funding, you know, I think they can do so much. Just support them. Support them, you know. Just even if they have to send maybe a representative with those individuals just to capture these stuff on, on camera, on footage, so that they can play for the whole Bahamas. Because we do it with the Olympics.
Yes.
Do it with the Olympics. When persons goes for the Olympics, you know, I talk about, you have a whole ZNS team, live team over there that's recording and stuff. Do the same thing with your artists. You know, if you have someone that's going away to perform, you know, send someone along with that person to catch all of this is on all that on footage, you know, because that's once in a lifetime, you know, going out there on the world stage. And when I, and for Paris, they said they wanted me to come and represent my country.
Wow.
They invite one designer from each country to represent at Paris Fashion Week. They said, we want you to come to Paris to represent your country, the Bahamas.
And how did they find you? How did they identify you? I mean, because there are many fashion designers here. Of course, you are like bar none, right? You're at the top in my eyes, right?
Yes.
But how did they come by Mr. Kevin Evans?
Social media. A lot of them are actually, what they do, they go scouting on social media and they watch social media a lot. And each show I went in was from social media. They send me invites and listen, we came across your social media page and we saw what we like. And you won't believe most of those shows like Miami and Los Angeles, I had to fly over to show them my clothing, to show them the quality of my clothing before they actually put me in that show. So your quality of your clothing has to be a certain standard. You can't just say, okay, I want to be in the show.
Wow.
They need to see the quality of your
clothing. You had to fly there to show them the quality of your clothing before you were admitted officially into the show.
Yep.
This is serious business.
When I went to Miami, yeah, when I went to Miami, I had to fly over for a day. Came back that morning, went that morning, came back that afternoon, and they had to, I had to take a few pieces, and they actually took my clothing, and they went through my clothing, checking out the detail work, the craft, the craftsmanship. And if it wasn't up to standard, then you waste the trip. That was a trip wasted.
Wow.
So for me, I was willing to take that chance because I believed in myself.
You believe, exactly.
I believed in myself. This is one shot I have at this. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, I would live with that, you know. But guess what? I would never know unless I go. And I just went over for a day, ran there just for them to see clothing. And after that day, they were like, did you make these stuff? I said, yes. They said, we want to tell you something. Looking at these clothing right here, they said, you see, he said, you see all of these designers in here? All of them are designers. He said, but none of these designers sold their own clothing. All of their clothing are done by either some factory or by someone.
Wow.
He said, let me tell you.
So they just sketch and design, but you actually sketch, design, and sew. You make your own clothes. Right. Wow.
He said, you're cut from a different cloth. He said, you're a different breed from these guys in here.
My goodness.
He said, it's very rare to find a designer like you who actually can sketch and can actually build his design from scratch.
From scratch.
And so, from scratch. They said, listen, they said, you in the show. You in the show. Automatic.
So they why you had to do that drapery course at BTVI and you didn't really quite understand, right?
Didn't understand.
From the foundation and you got to build, right? It's a process. Wow. Which year was that?
Yes,
which year was that with Paris? Which year was that? Was that recently or that was?
Well, Paris was recently. They just invited me to Paris this past January, this past February, because they have shows every so often. You wouldn't believe this is the third or fourth time I was invited to Paris. Third or fourth time.
Oh my goodness, amazing.
I was invited to Paris to showcase. Never went because of funding. The funding wasn't there. So I was had to turn down Paris. Over and over, and they keep coming back. Listen, we need.
Have you ever thought about partnering with Corporate Bahamas? Partnering with Corporate Bahamas and really reaching out to some of those, you know, major names and brands and companies to say, here is what I can do for our country and putting the country on the map, and then also too for your own company, right? and through my name, yeah. Through what it is that I'm doing out in the international arena. And I will take your name and your brand with me. Partner with me, right? I'm really feeling you, man, because I have seen your work with my own two eyes. And the minute I saw it, remember, even when you were making masks for me, right, at the beginning of the pandemic, right? Yeah. I said, there is something about his work. I would wear your formal mask like at a wedding or something like that, or a church, and persons would literally stare at me, right? And I'm thinking, what's happening here? And they're looking at the mask. They're like, who made that? Yeah. I am serious. Your work has that kind of distinction to it, right? And so thinking about it, Sidney Poitier, who recently died, when he passed away because of the greatness of the legacy of his work, everyone was talking about Cat Island. Everyone was talking about the Bahamas. Yeah. And this is what happens when we support our artists and artisans, when we push the orange industry, right? And the orange economy. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm hoping and praying that we're going to see, you know, more of. Let's talk a little bit more about the financial side of things, though. I mean, you're really going after this with all of your heart, mind, and soul. What's it like in your mind as it relates to your plans and strategy in which you have on paper towards making this profitable for you, right? Not just getting the name out there, but where you can see the bank and see the financial reward.
Right. I'm happy you asked that. So what right now, what's in the making right now, we're doing working on online shopping.
So the person
can actually, we're going to be working on online shopping so that persons can go online. They can use their credit card if they see a piece they like. And they can just, because that's the way of the world right now, online shopping. So that's what we're going to be working on right now. And then doing like a lot of marketing strategies, you know. On social media. Like right now, I have a team actually that actually is taking charge of that, you know, dealing with marketing, you know, reaching out to the different stores across the U.S. and even local stores here, you know, to get the brand inside the stores and just, you know, just doing our advertisement, you know, so our persons will see in the upcoming months, they would see a lot of stuff going on with the KE Collection brand. You know, that person can just walk and just say, hey, listen, I need a suit. You know, they can go online and say, listen, put in your size. This is the sizes that we have. You know, you can get your suit and you can get it within a matter of maybe a day or two, you know, because we'll have sizes. And we're going to be working along with our factories as well, because we're going to get stuff now manufactured. So that's what we're looking at, getting clothing manufactured where you can have pieces that are ready made, you know.
Factories where? Are you talking about international factories or?
International factories. Yeah, international factories. Now, we also were looking into factories that do work for the big boys, we call them, like the Armani's, the Versace's, and the Gucci's. We already were looking into those factories that actually deals with a lot of their clothing, you know, just to see how, you know, stuff work with them. You know, to see if we can get them to create some pieces on my design. Of course, you know, with me being present, you know, let them know this is what I want. This is what I want to be done. Now, persons who have big money, they would say, listen, I want your hands on my suit.
Come on now. This is another level.
Then that's a different level. We can sit down, you know, consultation. I can show you what we have, what looks good for you, what works for you. And then we can put it together like that. If you want a private, you know, one-on-one with myself, then, you know, we can do that. Or if you just want a ready-made suit, a ready-made shirt, you know, you can get that and just purchase that and have it shipped to you or delivered to you, you know.
That's
and
great.
So there's so there's a lot of stuff that we're working on right now as we speak. I'm talking about since I came from New York, we hit the ground running. You know, my team and I, we hit the ground running. And so we have so many stuff going on and everyone has a task. So you have persons calling stores abroad, persons dealing with the fashion weeks, you know, making sure that we're getting into the right fashion week, not just any fashion week, because you can go to a fashion week, you can showcase, and the only thing that happened at the end of the day is just a show, you know? So you want to go to a fashion show that actually, you know, you can actually, that means something, you know, that at the end of the day, that when you come back, you get some revenue from it, you know, you get some contact information or stores, buyers. That's the whole thing. You want buyers to say, listen, I need to put in an order for maybe like 50 or 100 suits, you know? I need those particular suits in my store, you know, and that's what you want. You want buyers to attack you.
These are really some great ideas, you know, and you're really speaking about that word that's called entrepreneurship right now. And you have a very entrepreneurial mind. I mean, you are a business owner, but I really hear a lot of entrepreneurial kind of characteristics coming out from you right now. And with that said, of course, towards the beginning of the show, you were talking about your earlier humble beginnings with the business and even going before God and asking him, am I on the right track? Am I doing the right thing? Because I'm not really experiencing any success here now, right? And then now you're talking about having persons helping you with the marketing aspect, right? And helping you with getting your name out there and helping you with setting up, you know, an online store and that kind of a type thing. So what would you say are those things that you've done, those strategies, those things that you've done in really growing your business? How did you go from humble beginnings to now having persons on your team helping you to grow and expand your brand?
When I first started, I started with a team of maybe two persons, and then we actually eventually grew. Now, those persons eventually, basically, they modeled for me, you know, because I started off doing, you know, pieces, and the person say, listen, we would model for you free of charge. You know, they never charged me for modeling. They just said, listen, we'll do photo shoots for you. Never had to pay them a dime. You know, they said, you don't have to give us any money.
So persons, you know, invested in your dream. That's really what happened.
Invested in my dream. Mm-hmm. And I also, a lot of the shows, I had like persons said, listen, if the show, like one of my shows I did was like about $5,000 just to showcase.
Wow.
And I had one of the guys on my team say, listen, this is $2,000. You know, this is my investment to you. You know, and these are just persons with regular 9-to-5 jobs. You know, these are just regular persons, not even a big person. They have family just like myself. You know, they have kids and everything, but they said, listen, I'm willing to invest in you because I believe in you. You know, then someone else came and said, look here, this is $1,700. You know, I believe in you. Take this. And I was like, wow, like, you guys, are you sure? Like, you sure? And they was like, listen, they said, if anybody I would want to invest my money in, it's you. They said, because you're a person that knows what you want in life, you know what you want, and you're going to go after it. They said, even if nothing comes out of this, my money was not wasted because you tried. They said, at the end of the day, you tried. We believe inside you. And that's what I basically had, you know, and then it started to grow. When persons started to catch on and see my determination, then I had more persons coming on to listen. Before I know it, I went away to one of my shows with a team of 10 persons.
Wow.
10 person. Mm-hmm. Person paid for their plane tickets, out of their pockets. Person paid for
their own plane tickets. Because they want to see you succeed.
Because they want to see you succeed. So we're going to go just to be with you, to help you, to give you that support. And that's what they've been doing. Like, listen, I even then had to put my hands in my pockets for food. They're like, no, we got you. We got you. They said, we just want you to focus on your show. Anything you need, they said, we got you. You know, and that's how the team, you know, grew. I lost a lot of persons along the way because person moved on to doing other stuff like in the U.S. and stuff like that.
Yes.
But eventually the core of that team is still together. The core, the foundation of that team is still together. Yeah.
That's really amazing, you know, because you're talking about persons investing in your dream, right? I just had to pause there just now because that really ministered to me. So very powerfully, you know, but we've got to hold on to our own dream because sometimes we don't even endure to the point to where a person see us working so hard and they see that there's something here that is so unique and that is so valuable and that's a treasure and that deserves a chance to make it because it's making a difference. And then also to looking at the unique quality that you present. And sometimes when we give up in year 3, in year 5, in year 7, we don't make it to the year 10 where God has those people ready and waiting to assist you and to be a community to you to help to make you a success. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned from you this evening, Mr. Kevin Evans, fashion connoisseur and designer, who is now going to take Kevin Evans' collection now to Asia and Europe. That is the future of KE. And I see it happening already. Thank you so very, very much for being here with me on the show on Influencers. And continue to be the great influence that you are being, especially in the realm and in the area of fashion design.
Thank you so much. And just before I leave, I just wanted to make note that happy you mentioned Sidney Poitier. Because
yes.
I often told persons this week that I'm going to be the second person to win a award, an Oscar, because I told them that I eventually want to get into movie production, movie wardrobe, movie styling. I want to work with people like Tyler Perry does. I want to work in Hollywood, you know, on movie, film, and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I believe that you're going to be a success because you have all of the inner workings to bring this to fruition. And I'm just going to speak that on you right now. I believe indeed that it will happen. And so that's it here for influencers here on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM, your host, Lady Shima. Until next time, blessings.
Influencers was brought to you by
Joint Care, supplements to keep you active. Sawyer Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Global Transformation Media, transforming you from the inside out. The Affirmation Nation, and Guardian Talk Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.